This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8.93, up 5 on the open March, $9 up 5.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8.74, up 3 on the open March, 8.92, up a half. May, 8.48, up 2.5. July, 6.94, down 1. September, 6.97, down 3.5 on the open. December corn opened at 367, up 2.5 on the open. March, 383.75, up 2.75. May, 394, up 2.25. July, 402, up 2.25. September, 407.75, up 2. December, 413, up 1.75. March, 420.5, up 1 on the open. November soybeans open at 9.83, up 6.5 on the open. January 9.99, up 5.25. March 10.13.5, up 5.75. May 10.17, up 6. July 10.24, up 6.25. August 10.15, up 13. November of next year 9.67, up 2.5 on the open. December soybean meal open at 277.50, up 180 on the open. January 280, up $2. December soybean oil open at 40.45, up 23 on the open. January 40.85, up 15. At the Merck, October live cattle open at 96.05, unchanged on the open. December 97.55, down 2.5. February 99.05, down 5. And April 98.95, down 7.5 on the open. October feeders opened at 111.40, down 5 on the open. November 111.42.5, down 20. January 111.40, down 17.5. March 111.50, down 32.5 on the open. December lean hogs open at 57.10, up 20 on the open. February 63.40, up 15. April 67.85, up 7.5. May 73.05, down 17.5 on the open. February pork bellies open at 82.72.5, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Let's begin in the soybeans. We're off the opening bell. We have extended the strength to the upside there. What are the factors driving the market today?
Well, I think, you know, a couple things. One of the things we heard overnight was one of the Kentucky processors is going to take 2 to 3 weeks downtime for repairs, and that tightens up the soybean meal basis, number one, that way. Number two, the dollar's reversed today and is, you know, taking off what it put on yesterday, so that adds to the inflationary fears as such that way. Oil world continues to tell us that, you know, we're going to be short of bean stocks that way, and a little weather here slowing down some of the harvest, along with the Dow Jones rallying and gold doing a little turnaround here, too. And we're making back up and putting a little more than what we took off yesterday back on, Dave. So just sort of the attitude has changed with the way things started on Sunday evening.
With this is the time of year when soybean exports pick up significantly with a lot of beans heading off into China. But I noted today, as I checked, that ocean freight rates are at all-time highs. What do you think will happen?
Well, I think that, you know, that's going to affect a lot of our export markets. Our grain landed in Asia is just extremely high-priced because of freight rates, let alone the high price we're starting at. The weak dollar helps the price on the grain itself, but not as far as the freight rates go. It's very, very expensive. We've also seen that South America, Argentina especially, has undercut us on the last few loads of beans going to China that way. So All in all, the ideas and demand is still strong, and the tight market on the beans and bean oil for right now. Also, of course, the bean oil, is following the strength of the crude market.
We did see on technical charts that beans already this week, I believe, made some new lows for the week, and I'm wondering, is time running out, in your opinion, whether or not November beans could make a run at contract highs?
Well, I think, as we do that, we're seeing a lot of the open interest move out of the November and into the January, Dave. So it could be hard to do that. I mean, and I say that more so out of just, like you say, a time factor, not because of the market factors at work here right now.
Turn your attention to the corn market. What is your analysis there today?
Well, we seem to still be in our trading range of that 40 or 350 to 370 type bracket. We're hanging in there. We're getting some strength off the beans that way, and we're being held in check a little bit by the wheat being set back a little bit, Dave. But we don't, with the big crop that we have coming on now, the better harvest weather out west, we're going to see corn lag behind as far as a mover as compared to the beans.
Why is the volume less in terms of trading at the Chicago Board of Trade these days for corn than soybeans?
Well, I think that, number one, we have the funds are more active in buying the beans right now. Was a little more relaxed attitude towards the corn supplies. When we're looking at just very close to a 2 billion bushel carryout in the corn, we aren't trying to ration that in the same degree as we are the beans. It's a very tight carryout, Dave.
All right, then let's look at the wheat, where I believe that July made new contract highs overnight.
We went up to 695, we ticked up there this morning. We went to 695. We're back at 687 now. This wheat contract, we are still tight on the wheat supplies, and we keep talking about Russia and their tariffs and whether they're going to put them on or not put them on. There seems to be talk out of both sides of the mouth as we talk about this, whether talking about putting them on or not talking a whole lot, but yet a lot of disbelief that they will put those kind of tariffs on with all the wheat that they have to move in the money situation that they're in, that they won't actually export a little more wheat. There is a political reason for this. They have an election coming up, and their food costs have skyrocketed over there, and I think they're trying to talk about being a little bit protectionism to help them with the upcoming election, but we don't feel that they're probably going to all come to fruition.
The trade has got itself talked into a 50% tariff, if you can believe that. Do you think the trade is going to work their way into a 75% tariff today or tomorrow?
Well, I tell you what, we didn't think a 50% tariff would ever really be possible, and they seem to manage that. So we're gonna say that it's possible, Dave. But I think 50's pushing on the upside.
Yeah, I do too. Look at the December chart in for a moment with me in the wheat, and as you can see, we've got above that neckline on the head and shoulders top. So we don't know if the top in the head and shoulders is confirmed or not. We're bumping up against that 20-day moving average. Is there buy stops above the 20 days?
I'm sure there are, Dave, but, like I say, we can't tell for sure from here that way, but I'm sure that there probably is some buy stops up there. And there's some enthusiasm by some of these funds on owning this wheat. It's also a very short commodity, and they want to push it, and they have pushed it.
Well, it would take some pushing. If you look at it, it looks to me like if you look at the pit chart only, there's still a significant 13.5-cent gap just above the market.
That will tend to hold things down, but if they get into buy mode and the Dow is up and gold is up and the dollar is down, we'll probably see still some of that strength come in there following the outside markets.
All right, then. Let's have some advice for producers today. Are you in a hold'em unless you need catch-ups, or what is your thinking?
I think that we have to sort of sit back and wait here a little bit. Number one, we think the basis levels will improve for cash sales as harvest wraps up, so there's no need to push cash sales immediately here. Just watching the way we rebounded off yesterday's sell-off, I think that we have to sort of be standing aside waiting to make sales as we go on up here.
Thank you much, Wayne. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick, December wheat, now at 881. Fast trade down 7 in Kansas City. At the Board of Trade, December wheat at 862.5, down 8.5. July, 687, down 8. December corn, 365.25, up 3 quarters. Take it out to December of next year at 414, up 2.75. November beans, 981, up 4.5. November of next year, 965, up 0.5. December soybean meal, 277.20, up 150. December soybean oil at 40.28, up 6. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in northwestern, north-central, and west-central Illinois, mostly sunny. In northeastern, central, and east-central Illinois, and in northwestern Indiana, cloudy during the morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Elsewhere, cloudy with periods of rain and highs ranging from 56 degrees in southern Indiana to 64 degrees in northwestern Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.